morning, folks. Welcome to the WFIW Morning Show. Bruce Dickey here. Hope you're having a great day. Today I've been looking forward to for, well, at least 2 days anyway. As joined here on the show this morning by the experts, we're going to break down the NCAA tournament. This is always a lot of fun. One of the best, one of the most fun shows we'll do all year long.
Who are you bringing in?
I'm going to bring in Derek Dunn. Just came in.
You said experts, and we're sitting here. So who are you bringing in?
We'll bring in Derek, and also actually not going to bring in Derek. I've got you. I've got Brian Wees Turner from the Wayne County Press, ladies and gentlemen. Also alongside him, wearing his Indiana hoodie. The Cubs on the... Oh, God.
At least broke out Villanova.
See, you guys do get into the spirit of the thing. You brought off your... You're wearing your sports stuff. I'm just here in professional outfit. Yeah, I'm Mr. Pro.
I've never been accused of that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought I came here to talk about Chopped. So.
Is that right? See, I've never seen that. Is that the cooking show?
Bruce, go home.
Is that the cooking show, or is that
yes.
the one where they're... Okay, I didn't know
show.
If that was the one where they're making cars or making motorcycles.
You probably
motorcycles.
Officially lost my brother as a friend right
is
now.
Is that right?
Is that the one with Dacascos as one of the hosts or something?
Yep.
Who's?
Mark Dacascos.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Played in the Crow TV series.
Oh, okay. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome Justin Hodges from the Indiana Hoosiers fan base. And from wherever else, a Midway Package Store. What else are you doing these days?
That's it right now.
I was
going to
say, basketball season's over for you, isn't it?
Yep.
Congratulations, by the way,
Thank
on
you.
Your
good season,
big success.
I thought you were going to say I'm not getting fired, but
well, no, not yet.
Well, yeah, I haven't got the pink slip just yet.
Actually, Bruce, got some breaking news for you.
This just in. But last year we got this group together and we put together a fun bracket. I didn't really see how we did. How
I
did
think
we...
all three of us had Villanova over Carolina in the championship.
I'm pretty sure that's how that worked.
Sure
wasn't
there's
it?
No need to check the archives.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Jenkins for last second shot.
Is there?
I remember. Look it up.
I will look that up. I'll make sure that we do that.
I think we mentioned the Marcus Page double pumper.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Well, that was
called that one. Yeah, that was an easy call.
See, now this what we're doing here, we're going to basically, aren't we going to come together and make one bracket, or are we all going to have separate brackets and try to figure out how you'd like
to do
it?
What are the chances the three of us agree on something?
Not good.
But it's easy to get two out of three.
Yeah.
Meatloaf did.
Yeah, that's all right. We can do two out of three, and then we'll do it that way. Does that make sense to you?
That works for me.
All right.
Democracy at its finest.
Anybody have veto power?
I don't need it.
Done. We'll call Dan in.
We don't need veto power, do we? If you're going democracy rules, democracy rules. All right. It all starts off Thursday morning. Should be just the best time. Who's the first game anyway? I haven't even looked at times.
I just looked at games.
I looked at it yesterday.
Notre Dame Princeton starts at 11:15 Thursday, and there'll be another one. Let me find it real quick. Virginia, UNC Wilmington, those will be the first two games.
Yeah, and then you're looking at Butler and Winthrop and Gonzaga, South Dakota State, the other first games. They're Buffalo, Orlando, Milwaukee, and Salt Lake City. I can't believe that they're doing a tournament in Milwaukee over St. Patrick's Day weekend, and they're not playing on St. Patrick's Day. You would have thought that would have been just perfect for Milwaukee.
Disrespect for the Irish right there.
I guess so.
This is one of those years where St. Patty's falls on NCAA Thursday, which makes for it makes for a good time in Vegas.
You going?
Not this year.
Not this year?
I'd say there's a good chance we'll be sending some bail money out for some of our friends, though.
We do have some folks go. What's your favorite bracket, boys? You've taken a look at
the NIT.
Each regional.
I know UConn's won 100 straight. You got to take them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, I saw somebody putting up information about the women's bracket yesterday, and they said, oh, UConn got a tough draw. Thinking, how in the world could UConn get a tough draw?
Maybe they're expecting the team to stay within 20.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, are they playing themselves?
Now, Geno will have them convinced, though, that they could lose every game.
Oh, is that right?
That's what Geno does.
That's pretty much what Geno does. Who's your favorites to win here? Who have you... I mean, are there any sleepers that you have in mind that you're looking at before we get to the down and dirty of it? You're not, none of us, I think, are probably going too far off the board to pick a champ, are we?
I like Florida State to go a while. And talking to Weeze beforehand, he did not like Florida State.
I do not either.
They've been a popular – I mean, you see all the pundits. That's been a popular upset pick.
So I can already see I'm losing that one.
I got Jacksonville State going the whole way, though.
You've got who?
Jacksonville State.
Well, you see, now Jacksonville State is an intriguing pick.
If they get by Louisville in the first round, it's an easy go after that.
Apparently, the coach at Jacksonville State used to coach it or played at Evansville.
Ray Harper.
He coached at Kentucky Wesleyan, right?
No, Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
He played with Timmy Sessa in high school.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir. I can't remember what high school they played together, but Timmy was like a sophomore when he was a senior.
Well, I didn't realize that. Yep. So is Tim getting tickets in?
I bet you Ray didn't know who Tim was.
The legend?
<Yeah. laughs>
Well, that'd be nice, though. You keep hearing Kansas. You keep hearing Villanova. You keep hearing North Carolina. Duke, but did it surprise anybody that Duke was the number one favorite in Vegas?
They opened there. They're not there now.
Oh, they're not there now.
Yeah, they opened at 5-1. They're, I want to say 8.5-1 now.
Yeah, last I saw was 8-1, but it could keep dropping. So
really,
yeah. Actually, this is going to sound bad.
Arizona
for me,
number one,
North Carolina.
North Carolina, they've moved.
They've
into
been
the
bet
number
up
one
to
slot.
+525.
I was kind of surprised that Duke started there too. I didn't realize that they'd been bet down so far.
Well, you win the ACC tournament, going through the teams they did, and that's what everyone sees that last week.
Yeah,
I think they were kind of anticipating a little more action on them.
Yeah, that makes some sense. That makes some sense. You like Florida State? Do you have a sleeper? Did you?
Serious
sleeper, not Jacksonville State.
Going in, I liked Wichita State, but I don't like the draw they got.
I loved Wichita State.
They got hosed.
I thought Illinois State got hosed.
That might have been the biggest screw job since Bret Hart in Montreal.
Illinois State not getting into this. You know, I was dreading. I just knew
the old wrestling reference.
I knew that they weren't going to let Illinois State in there, and I just knew. I knew that there was no way around. At some point in the NIT, Illinois was going to have to play in Illinois State.
Well, in the Illinois State
unless
bracket.
Unless they lose, yeah. In the Illinois State bracket. So, unless
their
Illinois
coach
loses.
Tweet something about that?
Dan Mueller, yeah. He's not happy, and I don't blame him.
Tweeted that, Illinois, come play that school you wouldn't play 50 miles away or something like that.
Can you blame the guy?
Yeah. When you're the little guy, you take shots at the big guys.
Well, it's easy. I mean, because they have nothing to lose. You can mouth all you want.
So I'm reminded of
like the little Yorkies biting at the ankles.
I'm reminded of Evander Holyfield walking through the sports center set. Come on, Charlie. Come take your whooping. Come take your whooping. And I'm afraid that's what it's going to be if they make it that far. I don't know. Illinois, well, that's the NIT. Who cares? So you like Wichita State before you saw the draw. I have them getting past Kentucky. I mean, I'm the stupid person in the group probably.
Well, see, I've got Kentucky in the Final Four.
We're watching the selection show, and Jeff Baker, honest, as soon as Kentucky got the two seeds excited, and then he gets Northern Kentucky, he's like, we got to play an in-team state? You kidding me? It's their first year of Division I, and he's complaining about playing the Fighting Norse.
You can't blame him. You can't blame him. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll go over all the regions. We're going to get our picks, and we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind. He put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got. I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no
Well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 9:23. I've got Brian Turner across the way along with Justin Hodges. Time and Wheeze and Time.
Yeah, you guys. Wheeze and Time.
Sounds like we have allergies.
Wheeze and Time. That's what every day is for me. As we're going to talk about the NCAA tournament today.
All right.
Where do you want to start? East?
Start with the East.
Let's start with the East. Number one seed in the entire tournament, the last year's champ, Villanova. They had never, I think, until last year, advanced past the second round, in the last 15 or 20 years?
And they were routinely a team that would lose a round or two before their seed. Yeah,
they were just not a good tournament team, and all of a sudden, last year, they won didn't they win the ACC or the AAC or whatever it is? Big East.
They're Big East.
Big East, and then go on to win the...
Actually, Seton Hall won the tournament last year.
Oh, did they?
The Big East tournament, because Seton Hall came in hot, and that was everyone's popular pick to make a run.
They had that Whitehead kid.
Villanova was the number two seed, though, last year. I mean, they were, undefeated for the first 20 games. Oh, well. All right, so we're all taking Villanova. How far out are we taking Villanova? Is the Mount St. Mary's or New Orleans have a chance? I guess not. Are we picking, first of all, let's get it out of the way. Are we picking any 16s? Is anybody in this room picking a 16?
No, I didn't like the New Orleans story, though, getting in. They've got five seniors, and all five of them, their only Division I offer was New Orleans. I thought that was kind of a cool story for them to get in.
Well, I was going to argue for Texas Southern. I mean, they're well coached.
We'll get to
Mike Davis.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, against North Carolina later on. Yeah, I don't know if we'll do that. All right, we're taking Villanova. Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Big Ten. Big Ten stumbling toward the end. What did they lose, four of their last six?
5 of 7 before they played the tournament.
And they come in as an 8-9. Basically, Virginia Tech. I hate Virginia Tech, but I'm gonna take Virginia Tech over Wisconsin.
I'm taking Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Whiskey.
I'm siding with Wheeze.
All right, that's fine. Well, I mean, I'm just putting down here what our democracy, our democracy pick. Villanova and Whiskey.
We're gonna throw this in an ESPN bracket somewhere or something.
I could.
I might as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So somebody's got to finish last. So
we'll be there. Villanova Whiskey, got to go Villanova.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Virginia and UNC Wilmington. I was going to make the debate for UNC Wilmington to win this. They're like the number five scoring team in the country.
That's the game where it's going to be all about pace. Virginia's the slowest team in the country by a wide margin, and then Wilmington likes to get up and down the court.
Virginia doesn't have any home field here. It's played in Orlando.
I'll give Virginia this. They do get a shot off within 35 seconds.
Well, that's all you can ask. It was 30. Well, I hope it's 30.
30, yeah.
Actually,
I'm old school.
Length of possession, 21.4 seconds, which is the fourth slowest in basketball.
For Virginia?
Yeah.
What's UNC?
UNC Wilmington?
Yeah.
Quicker.
I'd say probably
16.
I was going to guess around 15.
They're 50th in the nation.
I'm going to vote UNC Wilmington. Can I get either of you guys talked into taking that upset?
It's one of those that wouldn't surprise me, but I'm still going to take Virginia.
How about you, Justin? You're taking Virginia. You guys are talking me out of it.
I'm taking Virginia.
Number one defense.
I'm going to have a hard time not going chalk right now. And just to reference real quick, Nova did go to the Final Four in 2009. Oh. I have a hat to prove it at home. For some odd reason, I bought one that year.
Yeah, we were not talking about why we're buying hats.
I might have the shirt on right now.
I've got a T-shirt, yeah. Florida and East Tennessee State, we're taking Florida, I guess. Chalk?
Yep.
I got it.
That's actually, I've seen that as a popular. Florida stumbled down the stretch. They lost their center. I've seen some people taking East Tennessee. I'm still taking Florida. But
Florida at home, basically? I mean, it's Orlando. How far is that from Gainesville? An hour?
Yeah.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, UVA, Florida. Orange versus Orange.
I got to go UVA, just because Florida lost.
Yeah, Florida lost their best player. I'm taking Virginia there, too.
Villanova, UVA.
Of course, real quick, I could go Florida because old Rick Barry's son's on that team.
Canyon?
Shoots the underhand free throws.
Canyon Barry. How many kids does Rick Barry have? He just keeps
legitimate
throwing.
Or
if you were Rick Barry, wouldn't you have quite a few?
Scooter, Brett, John. They got a bunch. They've all played college basketball. Taking Villanova and Virginia. That'll be pretty fun.
88% free throw shooter.
I I'll have to go with Nova over Virginia.
Yeah, I'm taking Nova there, too. Yeah, just too much scoring. I know Virginia plays D.
Actually, I've got chalk a long way out for most of my choices, so I feel bad.
This East bracket has my champs, so.
Really? Okay, Nova. That's not it, is it?
That's it.
That is it. SMU Providence. I didn't realize Providence. Well, the Providence USC winner. You think USC is going to beat Providence in the number 11?
Actually, that's where I'd take the winner of the Providence USC game over SMU.
I'm taking SMU Sweet 16. So,
well, I'm definitely taking Providence USC. Then
they are long and athletic, and they shoot the ball well.
I'm going with you. I'm going to go with Justin. I like USC.
Cool.
USC.
I'm the only one right.
Baylor at New Mexico State.
I will say USC was that team that everyone picked that, or pointed to, said they're the team that doesn't belong. And there's actually been some history of that one team that everyone points to saying doesn't belong.
Like VCU
doing
that year.
Well, yeah.
As Syracuse last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baylor, I guess, over New Mexico State. At Tulsa.
I'd go with Baylor.
Baylor's ripe for an upset. They struggled down the stretch, too, but that's not going to happen against New Mexico State.
How about USC-Baylor? Thinking you make some changes here, Reese.
Yeah, if that's the game, I'm taking Baylor. I had SMU over Baylor, though.
I'm going Baylor also.
All right, let's go Baylor. Okay, South Carolina Marquette, Duke and Troy.
I like Marquette. I know South Carolina's been tough, but the last month they've not played well.
Yeah, I'm taking Marquette as well.
Carolina there, but I could be talked out of it.
Well, we just did.
We just wondering why he even came out.
Troy,
it's a 50-50 game.
Right, we're taking Duke. We're going to get Duke out in the Sweet 16,
Duke and Troy sound like good dogs.
Duke and Troy do sound like good dogs. Troy, too many syllables.
I obviously would never name a dog Duke, but
no.
I like dogs. So
Duke over Marquette.
I'm willing to bet in your life that you will have a dog named Duke now.
Not happening.
If she's listening.
It's happening. Duke and Marquette taking Duke.
Taking Puke.
Yep, go Duke.
Duke and Baylor. Didn't they play each other in the tournament a year or two ago or three or four ago, Duke and Baylor? Do you see Duke playing Nova in the final, the regional final?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
It pains me to do that.
That's a good Elite Eight game.
That's a really, really good Elite Eight game. You know, that's in New York City. That's Madison Square Garden.
Which is
going to be
close for Nova, but also Duke plays a lot of neutral site games up at Madison Square Garden. And they just played the ACC tournament up there.
You've got Nova winning it all. What do you have here, Justin?
I would like to pick Nova. Duke's the most talented squad in the nation, if you ask me. But
and they're jelling
right
now.
I was going to go.
And they're healthy.
I was going to go Duke here.
And they're healthy right now.
So what do you think?
My heart says Nova. My pen says Duke.
All right, let's go with your pen. I'm sorry about this. Weeze, thanks for coming.
He just stormed out, people, in case you're wondering.
We've got Duke winning the East Regional. How about the West? Gonzaga. You know, nobody's picking Gonzaga to get out of the West.
Well, look, nobody's going to. They're not going to get any respect, even though they deserve it. Now, I think they should have been a 2 seed, but.
And I've got them in the Final Four, so.
They could easily make the. They're talented.
I think this
they're
is the
deep.
One guns. I get. Horrible conference. They've always bowed out early when they've been a high seed. They've done well when they're a low seed. I get all that. I still think they're a pretty good team.
They're a real good team.
I'll take them all the way to the Elite Eight, and then we'll talk.
Plus,
about
they've got
it
a Polish player that's going to make the NBA that has a fantastic beard and haircut. So
he is good. He's pretty good.
Parsnowski.
Please tell me we don't have Northwestern winning a game in the NCAA tournament.
I know you guys are going to pick Vandy. I'm going Northwestern.
It's a great story getting in.
They're well coached. Their one issue is they're not deep. So if one kid's not hitting, like McIntosh, then they don't have really much to go to. I mean, obviously he subs, but
they lose
a lot.
We're taking Northwestern. Outvoted. Sorry about that.
Well,
I'm sorry, we're taking Vandy.
I understand you're that, outvoted. But I didn't think Vandy
Speaking
deserved to make
well
a tournament.
Coached, has Illinois missed their chance to steal him?
I didn't want him, personally. But
I know that was a popular suggestion before their hair grew.
We're talking about Scott Drew. Not Scott.
Chris Collins.
Bryce
Chris Collins.
Well, yeah, he's gone. They wouldn't hire him now. He's tainted. Notre Dame, Princeton.
I watched Princeton play the other day. If Notre Dame loses to them, then Mike Bray needs to be fired. Watch that Ivy League tournament.
Which ones you see?
I'm taking Notre Dame.
Did you see the championship game or one of the See, I watched. No, Princeton looked really good. Of course, they were playing Ivy League teams.
They were playing. They beat up on Penn, who's down this year.
With, all right, we're taking Notre Dame.
Taking Notre Dame.
I got West Virginia getting.
Oh, Penn was that overtime game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got West Virginia taking winning the first two. Bucknell over the Bison. Bison aren't pulling another upset.
I've got West Virginia over
and
Notre Dame.
And I got WVU over Notre Dame, too.
See, I like Notre Dame over them.
Do you really?
Notre Dame can score.
I think we're 2-1.
I didn't hear Weezer's pick yet.
He picked West Virginia.
I took West Virginia.
I didn't hear Weezer's pick yet.
Maryland Xavier.
I will say Colson was probably the best player in the second-best conference. I mean, he talked about they can score. Bonzi Colson's fun to watch.
So you're taking Xavier over Maryland? Or you?
Yes. Oh, no.
I've got Xavier over Maryland.
You've got Xavier.
Sorry, JMO.
No, not even close. I like Mac, and I like Xavier. Maryland's tough.
Oh, Maryland's stumbling.
No.
Maryland's stumbling at the end.
I'll take Maryland by 10 in that game.
They do have a pro player in Mello. All right.
Can I look up the odds on that one real quick?
Well,
Maryland's 2-point favorite.
I'm going to go Xavier.
No big glove.
No Big Ten love for me. Maryland has struggled lately. Florida State versus Florida Gulf Coast. We already talked about Florida State.
Dunk City.
I do like Dunk City, but I'm not.
They were.
Are we taking Florida State?
Taking Florida State, but I will say the Vegas trip, probably the most fun I've had watching basketball out there was that Dunk City run.
St. Mary's versus VCU.
I've got St. Mary's. St. Mary's was seriously underseeded.
I would agree.
You think they're underseeded at 7, finishing second in their conference?
Yeah.
And Wichita State got a 10?
Those are the two most underseeded teams.
Look who finished first in the conference, though. And they finished second to Gonzaga, who
kicked their butt both times.
Well, that's true, too.
KenPom's got St. Mary's number 14 in the nation.
I'm going St. Mary's in that game, but I just...
All right, St. Mary's versus Arizona.
I think they win it by 10.
St. Mary's Arizona.
Arizona.
So we're not even going to discuss North Dakota at all? Come on. I was picking North Dakota.
The floor is yours.
No. I have Arizona going to the Final Four, so.
I can't even remember their mascot.
Dakota?
South Dakota State's the Jackrabbits. North Dakota's the Bison.
The Bison. No, Fighting Hawks.
State's the Bison. North Dakota's the Fighting Hawks, which had to change because it used to be the Fighting Sioux, and it's terrible to have to
want. Yeah, but they spelled it SUE, so it shouldn't have been wrong.
They were Johnny Cash fans.
I guess so. Xavier FSU, we never mentioned that one. Who we got winning that one? Then because I agree
FSU.
With you.
I got Florida State there, too.
All right, we'll go for
like
FSU.
I said, they're a popular upset.
And we're taking Arizona State against Gonzaga. Okay.
Arizona State's not in the tournament.
Arizona, pardon me, AZ against the Gonzaga. We're taking Gonzaga in the final
I've got
four.
Gonzaga.
I got him in my other pool, too, so I mean, I kind of feel
I
bad.
Got Zags in the Elite Eight. This is where we're going to disagree because he already said he had Zags in the Final Four. I have Arizona in the Final Four.
They've played well down the stretch.
Zag in the final four.
Pac-12 is more down this year than I think people realize.
So we're going Zags?
Yeah, for this one.
That'll make JT happy. He loves Gonzaga.
That's cool.
No, he absolutely hates them.
let's get one more here, and then we'll take a short break. Let's start with Kansas. Kansas going out. They'll beat NC State or NC Central, won't they? Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
NC State's not in it.
NC Central. NC State did beat Duke this year, though.
Kansas, how about Michigan State? Can Michigan State and Miami of Florida there?
To me, that's a coin flip. I like to go Michigan State just because I'm a little biased to Big Ten.
At Tulsa.
So I got Miami. They were a young team this year, only had 3 upperclassmen. They played a lot better down the stretch.
I can go either way on that one.
I'm going to Miami.
That's fine. You're just doing that out of spite.
Kind of.
Brotherly rivalry.
Yeah.
Kansas versus Miami. Kansas, okay.
Kansas.
That discussion's over. Let's go look a little farther down. Purdue versus Nevada. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Iowa State. I love Iowa State.
I do, too.
Morris is a fun point guard to watch.
I love Iowa
well,
State.
They put 5 people on the floor constantly that can score. And they're veteran, they're senior, junior laden.
They've won the Big 12 tournament 3 of the last 4 years.
You may see Purdue as a potential upset to Vermont.
I don't. People have talked about that.
I watched that Vermont game over the weekend. They're okay.
Vermont's won 21 in a row.
They're a solid team. They were close in 2 of those games in their conference tournament.
The thing is, they play the game exactly how Purdue does, and Purdue's bigger.
Although I saw something this morning. They talked about double-digit seeds that have pulled off the upsets. The 3 things that they did well were play slow.
And play through the post.
Play good defense and shoot the 3 well. Vermont does all 3
That's
of those.
Vermont.
That's
did you
Purdue.
See Purdue dropping another one in the first round again?
Purdue was in the top of the bigs and shooting 3.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still taking Purdue, but that's one of those where when that upset happens, we're going to say, I wanted to pick it.
I agree with you. What are we taking, Purdue here, Justin?
That's who I'm going with.
ISU in the next game, ISU-Purdue.
Actually, I'd like Purdue on that one.
I was sitting there saying Purdue could easily lose that first-round game. I still got to beat Iowa State.
Do you really?
Who is playing well right now.
I cannot believe I've been outvoted on my own show. Well, I'll take Purdue.
Well, in case you didn't know, starting Monday, it's going to be the Wheezing Time Show.
So. Nobody told me. I don't hear anything. How about Creighton versus Rhode Island on the bottom half?
Rhode Island's been a popular pick.
I love Rhode Island.
Creighton lost one of their best players.
Yeah. Monty, what was their point guard's name?
Was
Mo Watson.
Yeah.
Then he got busted.
He lost him early back when we lost OG.
He blew his knee out, and then he got busted for some kind of ne'er-do-wellness, right?
That's usually what you get busted for.
I'm trying to remember what he did. It was. Do you remember what he did, Wheeze? I'm trying to remember.
I knew he got hurt. I didn't realize he'd...
Yeah, he got busted like a week later for...
Of course, you also got to take Rhode Island because they got former Hoosier on there, Stanford Robinson. So,
number 3 seed, Oregon versus Iona. Anybody taking a 14-3?
Oh, no, I'm taking the Ducks, even though they lost Boucher.
Boucher there in the tournament was...
URI, big, but... URI have a chance to beat Oregon?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, Oregon's well coached. I can tell you what, that was a nice steal getting Dane Altman.
Yeah.
Illinois.
But where did he go? He went somewhere before he took the Oregon job. He went somewhere and left like.
He went from Creighton to.
He didn't take the job. He went to Texas Tech.
No, Arkansas.
Oh, was that Arkansas?
He accepted an Arkansas job and then he left.
Yeah, first degree sexual assault.
Yeah, I was thinking he got,
that'll get you in trouble.
That's frowned upon.
Michigan, Oklahoma State. Michigan playing great right now. I'm gonna take Michigan in that one, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Michigan.
I'm taking Michigan in that one.
Okay, how about Louisville, Jacksonville State? I don't see Louisville getting that. Is a professionally run team. That is a professional basketball.
Professionally run team. That for a Patino team though, they are not real bright at basketball.
Well,
you expect better out of Patino teams normally.
We're getting Michigan versus Louisville then.
I'm still taking Louisville. They're just too long.
Yeah, I say their defense.
Michigan played real well this weekend, but. They're not that
good. Do they sabotage their own plane this time, seeing if that works?
I hope so.
Got a system. Keep to it.
Let's go Kansas-Purdue. Surely we're taking Kansas, right?
Yes.
You like Purdue again?
Yes. I don't.
It's hard to pick a team coming off a loss to TCU.
I'm not that impressed by Kansas, to be honest. And I know they're
Jackson and Mason, tough. Probably the best backcourt in the nation.
And Jackson gets to play this week.
I know it was in November, but when you lose to Indiana, you've lost a lot of respect.
See, that's the bitterness right there. That's coming.
Carolina did too.
Well, yeah, but Carolina's overseas also. Well, yeah, first team ever to not make the tournament and do that.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
We set stats left and right in Bloomington.
Congratulations.
Oregon and Louisville.
I'm going to go Oregon.
All right.
That's where I think losing Boucher hurts him. I took Louisville.
You know, this is the bad thing about us picking.
Oregon's going to struggle with
Robert. I can go Louisville.
We're basically talking about that.
What Louisville does well is what Boucher would have stopped, and he's not there now.
I'm like you. I think I'm with you. Let's go Louisville. I'm fine with that. You know, that's the thing, though. We did just pick the number 2 seed again. We just went chalk. Well,
Kansas, my Elite Eight's pretty chalky.
Kansas-Louisville.
If I have that choice, then I'm going to go Kansas. But
you had who'd you have winning that?
Purdue.
I'm going to have Purdue winning it.
Right. I had Kansas.
Hey, just take this as a good warning for me and Wheeze. Don't have Purdue going that far.
Rutgers and the points.
That's something I forgot to mention. You were talking about would we wind up with Northwestern, Vandy? We went Vandy, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I say never pick a team that Illinois beat twice.
We beat Michigan, I think.
Got three gambling rules. Never bet on Duke, never bet against a Duke, never bet on a team that Illinois beat twice.
We'll be back in a minute to finish it up.
So fair, let it go on along. Out the blues for good, you got that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb for me. We lost it long ago. You and me. Now you throw your way back from the spirit bomb. tea for Ben. Blow out that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I am Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Wheeze and Time, and we're basically doing the tournament bracket today, talking about the NCAA tournament. It's just going to be a wild, wild ride. Talking here in the break. Again, we see it as wide open, even though the worst thing is we keep going chalk all the way through.
Well, when you're going by consensus, too, that's going to happen more often.
Well, that's true, too.
One of us may be nuts enough to like a 12 seed, but you got to convince the other two, or at least one of the other two.
That's true. How about, we've got the South bracket left. Looking at Carolina winning against Texas Southern, right?
No more chalk. Texas Southern.
You're taking Texas Southern. Mike Davis.
You were quoting me on this.
I am recording you. All right, but
You two outvote me.
You're outvoted.
Now, hold up a minute. No.
All right, UNC and then Arkansas Seton Hall.
I got Arkansas.
I have Arkansas also.
See, I wasn't all that impressed with Seton Hall. I was kind of surprised that they got a 9. I didn't think that they would. So, yeah, I'm with you on Arkansas, even though.
See, those were two of the weaker 8 and 9s, and then Carolina also got two of the weaker 4 5s in that top half of the bracket. They got a cakewalk until the 2 seed.
I agree with you. Minnesota is a.
I got them losing the Middle Tennessee.
You're taking Middle Tennessee?
Second year in a row, knocking off a Big Ten team from Middle
Tennessee. I'll go with that. If Spriggs wouldn't have got hurt in the Big Ten tournament, I'd probably pick Minnesota. And Minnesota, what will they be? Probably 2-point favorite right now, maybe 3. But I'll go with Middle Tennessee State, or Middle Tennessee.
They know how to play.
Middle Tennessee is a 1-point favorite.
That's what I said. Wouldn't Middle Tennessee be a favorite as a 12?
Butler, Winthrop.
Butler's a beatable 4, but and Winthrop's one of those teams that a lot of people have been taking. I'm still going Butler. Reluctantly, and then I say that.
You didn't say the reason why you're taking Butler over Winthrop. Winthrop beat Illinois.
That's one reason we're taking Butler. But also, Brad Stevens actually changed the travel plans for the Celtics so he can watch that Butler-Winthrop game.
Live?
Yep.
Think he'll be in Chris Holtman's ear?
He's going to be back there drawing up plays, handing the board.
Butler did lose their last two games of the year, but. They're beatable. They're beatable, but
Everybody's beatable.
I'm taking Butler. If
I'm still taking Butler.
If we didn't take Butler in this game, one of my number one fans would have driven off the road right now.
Your one fan?
My one number one fan, Jerry Hill, would be on the side of the road just cursing. He'd be cursing us right now. All right, taking Carolina over Arkansas, I guess.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I was going to take Texas Southern, but you just talked me out of it.
Butler and MTSU.
I'm taking. You know what? We went chalk the whole way. I'll go ahead and go Middle Tennessee to the Sweet 16. Let them be Cinderella.
You're going Butler, right?
I've got Butler written down, but you know what? Just to do it, let's go Middle Tennessee.
I'm with you. My vote is Butler. I was just outvoted for my number one fan out there. I was just outvoted.
Well, that's just because Hillcat didn't return my text. So.
All right, MTSU is the team pick. Okay, looking down at the bottom half, Cincinnati versus K-State. How in the heck did K-State get in this tournament? Somebody tell me.
Bruce Weber, well coached.
Oh, well coached.
Both our programs have former coaches in the NCAA, and we're sitting in the NIT.
Yeah. Are you guys – we'll get to that maybe if we have time at the end. Is Green going to lose his job?
I don't think we'll fire him, but I think he'll listen to offers.
Elsewhere. You think he'll listen to Missouri?
Well, actually, I think he'll be up in North Wayne pacing the sidelines, coaching the running lines.
Is he going to go the running lines? Stock up on the Diet Coke. Cincinnati versus the winner of Kansas State.
I like the Bearcats.
All right, I do too.
Yeah, I think Cincy over Wake there.
I hope so.
Is Danny Manning at Wake?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Want to feel old? Danny Manning is 50.
So am I. I do feel old.
That's what we said. Want to feel old?
UCLA.
He was just at Kansas like 4 years ago, though.
Kent State got a chance to beat UCLA.
I like UCLA a lot.
No. I do, too. We're taking
getting Trillo back, man.
Here we go. The Dayton-Wichita State.
Wichita State.
How in the world did Wichita State get a 10?
they got disrespected. That's
they're number
Illinois
eight,
State should have been
number eight
there.
In the KenPom rankings overall, and number 10 in their own bracket.
Dayton's a good team, and they're playing an hour
Dayton's
from
actually,
home.
Dayton's a good seven seed.
Archie
but
Miller
still,
does a good job with them, but Wichita State, like the one time I'll ever agree with Coach Calipari, and this is it, is when he said when you misseed somebody and drop somebody like Wichita State that low, you're hurting the above seeds.
Right, right.
Now, as an Illinois fan, do you root for Dayton to lose so you can get started on those negotiations earlier?
They're getting Kevin Keats.
Let's make Wichita State to win that game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, UCLA.
I like UCLA.
UCLA. They're all right. One of the best offensive teams in the nation.
I had my own personal bracket. I got Wichita State beating Kentucky. Now I'm going to get, like, killed by people, but I like Wichita State.
I would like to see Wichita State win it, but I have to go Kentucky.
As a Carolina fan, I'd love to see Wichita State knock off Kentucky.
But as a fan is what you're saying, but what are we writing down here?
I'm going Kentucky.
Kentucky.
All right, Kentucky. Fox and
Monk are that good, and Bam's just a man-child.
I'll keep Wichita State in my own personal one. And see, that means the next weekend they're all going to Memphis. Kentucky, UCLA, MTSU. And you think Middle Tennessee State will bring some fans to play North Carolina?
I'm pretty certain North Carolina have more fans there.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Taking Carolina, I guess.
I am.
Right?
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina.
UCLA, UK. UCLA already beat them once.
I have to go UK.
I'm taking UK there, too.
Kentucky's playing a lot better
guys
now.
Are just voting me down all
UCLA in Memphis, Kentucky in Memphis. Who do you think will be the home team? That's what, 1,500 miles versus 350 miles?
Larry Finch played for UCLA, did he? No, maybe not. Yeah, UK. Okay, UK and UNC. We're finally getting rid of a number. We've got two number one seeds, and we've got one number two with Duke. So who are we taking here?
The one number one seed I didn't take was my own team.
UK over UNC.
See, yeah. The thing is,
rematch of the 103 to 100 game from earlier this year.
But you guys are healthy now because, like, when we upset you guys earlier in the season, way earlier, you didn't have Pinson, and he's back.
Well, what's your thought process? He's taking UK. Wheeze is taking UK. Time?
I'm going to go UNC.
We're just too inconsistent shooting the ball.
Have you watched Kentucky? I've seen a lot of Kentucky games, and they're
UNC. I did go Carolina on mine. So
wow, the Carolina fan's the only one that didn't take him.
Yeah, that's maybe that says something.
Well, I was saying a month ago I thought we'd lose in the round of 32. We're that streaky.
Duke Gonzaga. Few makes his first Final Four against Krzyzewski. Makes what, he's 10th?
I'm going Duke.
Duke, what about you? Duke Gonzaga here. And you didn't have either of these.
I had Nova, so Duke Gonzaga. I can't do it. I'm taking Gonzaga.
Bruce, is your show. You break the tie.
I can't.
Oh, I hate it. Gosh, I hate doing it, but I got
to. I don't want to give myself any reason to root for Duke now, so give me
the
tags.
Well, it guarantees who I'm picking the next one, I'll tell you that. But I think Gonzaga, I don't think they can win at that level. Duke's just too talented. So I'm going to take Duke over Gonzaga. Kansas, UNC.
I'm going UNC.
I have Kansas. Guards. I have Kansas over Kentucky. So.
Guards. I've got Kansas. I had Kansas.
So you know, UNC has guards also.
Did they play?
Barry and Jackson.
Are they any good?
I'd take Mason and Jackson over Barry and Jackson.
Well, you just did. So
that's right. Kansas, Duke. Who's going to win?
I can't pick Duke to win at all.
I say, given that one, you got to go Kansas.
Well, that's the thing. So, yeah, we got to go Kansas.
I had Villanova Kansas on my personal bracket, so.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Always is. It's always a great Thursday to never remember.
Any upsets, anything, anybody see any possibility? Where have we made the gigantic mistake? Personally, I think we should have had Wichita State beaten Kentucky, but that's me.
If Wichita State does get by Kansas or Kentucky, they could make a run to the Elite Eight.
I agree wholeheartedly, and those Wichita State fans are – see, now they would travel in a horde to Memphis.
I'm going to say the only mistake made today was you asking me and Wheeze to be on the show.
Well, that happens, though, too, from time to time. Oh, we do have a couple of minutes. Tom Crean is going to be coaching where next year?
Indiana. You guys are the ones with the vacancy. Who are you getting?
Yeah, who do you want? Let's run down that list.
Bobby Hurley wants the job.
Hurley really wants the job.
That's what I've heard.
We've turned down the Dukies
before. You've turned down nobody before.
Who are the top names?
Rose is like the sixth pick for you guys.
Who are the top names? Roberts, Jankovic,
Keats,
Muller.
Nah, Jankovic, I don't think he's on the list. He might be. You mean from SMU?
Yeah. Former Illinois assistant. Yeah.
Mueller, I'd like, but I don't
know. Norm Roberts was an Illinois assistant, too.
Yeah, but.
Or do you hold out for the Bulls to fire Hoiberg?
Oh, you aren't going to hold out that long. We got to have a coach.
That might be the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, everything on Twitter from all the Illini people, they're wanting, Whitman wants Kevin Keats from UNC Wilmington. Wait and see what he does in the tournament. He's a former Patino assistant.
See, they were also, though, talking that they wanted an Illini guy, like a former player.
So you guys don't want Hank and Banner?
Yeah, I think that might be. Eddie Johnson was going crazy wanting a former Illini player. And, of course, Eddie Johnson, former Illini player. I think he was wanting.
See, that's why you throw a D. Brown or someone on your Deion coaching staff.
Thomas.
Well, they had D. Brown up there, and he left.
D. Brown left.
I thought he was back in marketing or promotions or something for him.
Yeah, he's doing something. He's doing something. I don't know. Who's going to win the NIT?
Clemson.
Clemson.
Illinois State. Oh, I don't know. Oh, they see, this is the fun
NIT's
part.
Tricky because you never know who cares.
Last question. What's the biggest blowout in this tournament? The biggest one-game, single-game blowout? I know there are people who care about this.
Nova over New Orleans? They're the best scoring one seed.
I was going to say Duke over Troy, but I can go with Nova.
You think Indianapolis, you think Kentucky, you think Calipari just decides, you know, to heck with you.
Hold up. I just looked up Texas Southern's defense. They're bottom third of college basketball, and they're playing North Carolina.
I told you Mike Davis coaches there. Of course, the defense is bottom third.
Yeah, Carolina.
I'm going to go Carolina, too. I like that. Boys, thanks very much. We'll wish you good luck, okay?
Thank you very much.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all again. Actually, I've got a repeat show tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. Have a great day.